Europe's PVC window industry has said it is ready to help address the region's shortage of affordable housing, urging policymakers to prioritize speed, scale, and targeted financing as part of future EU housing initiatives. Carsten Hoyer, chief executive of Rehow Window Solutions, said the housing shortfall across Europe has intensified pressure on governments to deliver new homes and accelerate renovation programs, even as construction markets remain subdued. Writing about recent discussions with EU policymakers, Hoyer said industry and regulators share a growing consensus that increasing housing supply must be the central objective of future European initiatives. Meetings with members of the cabinet of Dan Jurgensen reinforced the view that both renovation and new build projects will form the main pillars of EU-backed housing investment in the coming years. However, Hoyer argued that success will depend less on policy ambition and more on the pace of implementation. The question is no longer whether action is required, but how quickly it can be delivered, he said, adding that programs must be designed around rapid deployment and standardized solutions capable of being scaled across member states. Industry groups, including Vinyl Plus and EPPA Profiles, have been promoting the role of PVC window systems as a practical means of improving building performance while supporting local manufacturing supply chains. According to Hoyer, modern PVC window technology offers immediate gains in energy efficiency and comfort, while remaining cost-effective for large-scale housing programs. He also highlighted the sector's established European production base and recycling infrastructure, which he said enables rapid scaling while supporting circular economy goals. The industry is calling for clear financing mechanisms at member state level to channel EU and European Investment Bank funding directly into projects that deliver measurable improvements to building envelopes. Such measures, Hoyer said, could help stimulate construction markets while advancing climate targets by improving the energy performance of both new and existing housing stock. If future housing instruments are designed around speed, scalability, and life cycle performance, renovation and new build programs can become powerful growth engines, he said. For manufacturers and suppliers, the challenge now lies in aligning industrial capacity with policy frameworks that can translate funding commitments into large-scale construction activity across Europe. Why this matters: PVC's push to center EU housing policy on rapid envelope-first retrofits points to structural demand for UK and European window manufacturers. Yet opportunity will favor firms with scale, recycling capability, and standardized systems, as policymakers increasingly tie housing affordability, energy performance, and life cycle sustainability to fast industrialized upgrade programs. The bigger issue is the delivery of new housing stock and the speed of improving the energy performance of existing properties. In the UK, both these two areas are lagging way behind government targets. Concerning in the UK is also the government's policy to focus on creating energy from different sources rather than insulating homes to try and reduce energy usage.